From StoryFlow, this is your daily audio brief. Here are today's top 5 true crime stories. Let's get into it. First, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, how the directors of Chronovisor created a modern Borgesian mystery for the big screen. Taking place mostly in libraries and showcasing the esoteric knowledge they guard, it follows academic Beatrice Kurt, played by real-life Professor Anne-Laure Sellier, as she delves into research on the Chronovisor, mysterious device invented by the Benedictine monk Father Pellegrino Ernetti Th. At Senses and Records Events from the Past, Chronovisor, Kevin Walker and Jack Onn's debut feature, is an immersive, intellectual mystery in the style of Jorge Luis Borges and Umberto Eco. Next, second, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, a brief history of stolen paintings. At 7:05 in the morning of Monday, 21 August 1911, Vincenzo Perugia, an Italian decorator, walked into the Louvre in Paris dressed in a white workman's smock similar to the ones routinely worn by the museum employees. Less than half an hour later, he casually walked out again into the Paris sunshine with Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa tucked under his arm. Hailed as the greatest art theft of the 20th century, it thrust the Mona Lisa into the public consciousness as the most famous painting in the world, a title it still holds. Up next, third, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, Casey Lansdale on writing an inexperienced small-town PI protagonist. When I first thought about writing a PI novel, I read and heard lots of advice about how to make your character good at what they do. Fellow authors talked about the research they had done to learn different police procedures and protocols a ride along during a high-speed chase for one, as well as the exciting technology their big city PIs would have access to down the line. My small-town PI felt bland in comparison. And then, fourth, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, 8 great tales that feature supernatural and otherworldly houses. Horror is having a moment. From masterful spins on classic gothic tales to daring new explorations of supernatural and psychological horror, readers are chomping at the bit for spooky tales. Perhaps it's the state of the world, the ability of horror to let us face down and conquer our anxieties. Or perhaps it's for the escapism, the thrill, pure and simple. But whatever the reason, the horror genre is thriving, and with it, a bounty of books that draw on that evergreen literary device, the haunted house. Haunted houses never go out of style. Next, fifth, from Crime Online, Lindsay Clancy Juror, Maybe I Still Believe She's Guilty. That's today's true crime brief.